Madhyan Leela continued. Part L. Shiva Sham. Krishna becomes dejected over the failure of Kundalata's organized Kandarpa Yajna. Attempting to solace her cousin, Kundalata says, "Hey Krishna, because you are actually Pashupati, Shiva, your activities have destroyed Kandarpa. With the death of Kandarpa, your Kandarpa Yajna turned into a fiasco. Thus, the Digpal Yajna Devis, Sakis, became unfavorable and you reaped no fruits from your sacrifice. Oh, Krishna, since you are subjugated by love, your only recourse is to follow your Pashupati Dharma. In other words, as Pashupati Shiva gave half his body to Parvati, you should surrender yourself to your beloveds." Hearing this suggestion, Krishna says, "Yes, Kundalata, you're absolutely right. Now I remember that in the Puranas, I am known as Shiva because I give happiness to everyone. Although Shiva gave half his body to his wife, Parvati, I will give my entire body to my dearest Radha. Thus, I will become even more famous than Shiva for my loving submission, rasic nature, and charitable character." From the corner of his eyes, Krishna detects that Radhika is afraid. Quickly slipping behind Priyaji, Krishna extends his arms around to embrace Radhika while saying, "Hey Gauri, I am Chandrasekhar. Just come forward and embrace me." Thus speaking, Krishna catches Radha from behind as she flees. Smiling slightly, Radha rebukes Krishna with a faltering scream and escapes from Krishna's grasp. Standing before Krishna, Srimati Radharani reveals her jealous anger. By a coincidence, a swarm of bees suddenly comes to relish the fragrance of Radha's mouth. Frightened by their steady drone of those bees, Radha looks about anxiously, loses her composure, and then embraces Govinda. Seeing the Sakis smile at this, Radha lowers her head out of embarrassment and tries to free herself from Krishna's grasp. But Shyam simply squeezes Radha so tightly that she cannot escape. Krishna looks like a rain cloud embracing a streak of lightning. Ganashyama Radhe Radhe, Ganashyama Radhe Radhe, Ganashyama Radhe Radhe, Ganashyama Radhe Radhe. Then all the goddesses of emotion, such as envy, shame, joy, and aversion, instantly manifest within Radha's body, mind, and words. Everyone enjoys seeing Radha's emotions. Then Radhika simultaneously cries, laughs, swears, petitions, and scolds Krishna with regret and humility. Brindadevi feels most satisfied to see the happiness of the Sakis and that Radha Govinda are tightly embracing and exhibiting various ecstatic symptoms like shivering. Brinda says to Nandimukhi, it's amazing that even though the Sakis are not receiving the same fortune, they are so happy to see Radha Madhav locked in a loving embrace for so long. When the Sakis cannot see Krishna, they are very anxious to see him. And upon seeing Krishna, they want to touch him. Yet, when Krishna touches them, they show hostility and unwillingness. Indeed, their actions are astonishing.